Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 28th day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad. Previously in Mishnah Beis, we learned about three types of Nazirim. There's a Nazir Lizman Kotzev, a Nazir for a fixed time. He said 30 days, 50 days, 60 days, but he gave a time. Then we had what's called Nazir Shimshon, which is a special type of Nazirite, where he's only osir in cutting the hair and having the grapes or wine. And then there is what's called Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is a person who says, I want to be a Nazir forever, but he says the word just Nazir Olam. And we said that in such a case, he can shave every 12 months. And we said we had a precedent for that for Avshalom. Avshalom, the son of David, was an example of that. We're going to learn here about a fourth type. The Gemara calls it a Nazir L'Olam, with a lamed in front. A L'Olam. What is that? What type of Nazir is that? If a person says, I'm a Nazir for 100 years. So he gives a time, but the time is beyond his lifetime. Or he says, I'm a Nazir, Harini Nazir, for 1,000 years. What does that make him? That puts him in a special category called a Nazir L'Olam. And it has the same din as a Nazir for 30 days or 60 days. It's just that since it's beyond the days of his life, he has what's called a Nazirus that will be L'Olam forever, but L'Olam, not Olam. What's the difference? L'Olam, this type of a nadir is much more strict because he cannot even shave every 12 months. He's got, for the rest of his life, he cannot touch his hair. Amish is going to talk about a person who associated his Nazirus with the hair of his head or the dust of the earth, where according to everybody, he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, but there's a machlokes to know what does that mean. Does it mean it's one huge, long Nazirus for the rest of his life? Or is it broken up into many, many, many different Nazirios throughout his life? Says the Mishnah, Hareni Nazir Kisar Roshi. Person who says, I'm a Nazir like the number of hairs on my head. Uch'afara, it's like the number of dust particles on the ground. Uch'alayom, like the sand of the seashore. A person who says such a thing, Harizeh Nazir Olam, he is a Nazir forever. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say the letter Lamed, but it actually means L'Olam, for the rest of his life. Because by saying this, what he's done is, he's used a number which is far greater than the days of his life, and therefore, Umegaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. And he will have to do one Nazirus for 30 days, shave, and then start again. Another Nazirus, and start again. And he'll keep on having every 30 days, he'll have to have a haircut and start in Zeros again, as if he said, I'm taking upon myself to make as many sets of Zeros as the number of hairs on my head, or as the dust on the earth. And that'll continue for the rest of his life. Every time he shaves, of course, he has to bring the carbonis that a Nazir brings at the end of his Nazirathood, then start again, 30 days, and so forth. That's how the Chachamim understand it. Yes, it's a Nazir L'Olam, but because he expressed it this way, it'll be many individual, hundreds of individual Nazirios over the rest of his life. Rabbi Yomer, no. Rabbi says, Ein ze megalech achas l'shleshim yom. This is not a case where a person has to shave every 30 days and start again. Rather, it's a massive, long, long Nazirus. It's as if he said, I am in a Nazir for 1,000 years, where he's a Nazir L'Olam. He cannot shave at all, not even after 12 months. And that's it. He's a Nazir L'Olam. That's a Rashi and the Rosh and our Mishnah. The Rambam and the Bar Tanur learn that it means he's a din like a Nazir Olam, which means he can shave at the end of 12 months. As a machlokes in Rebbe, what does Rebbe mean? According to Rashi and Rosh again, it's a Nazir L'Olam, not shaving at all, one huge long Nazirus, stretching all the way to the end of his life. It's not a whole lot of different Nazirios. According to Tosfos, what Rebbe means is that it'll be like a Nazir Olam, the third category in Mishnah Beis that we had, where he can lighten his hair every 12 months. Says Rabbi, Ve'ezehu shemegaleach achas l'shleishim yom. What type of a nozir la'olam can or must shave and start off every 30 days, which the Chachamim said? That's a different case. That's ha'omer harei olay nezirois kesar roish. If he says, I'm taking upon myself Nazirite uds, like the number of the hairs of my head, or like the kafara, it's like the dust of the earth, or like the sand by the seashore, that would mean he's taking upon himself hundreds and hundreds of different nezirios for the rest of his life. But just saying, harei zed, harei ni nozir, I am a nozir, and use the singular tense, like the hairs of my head, that's a massive one, big massive one. The Chacham, however, disagree, as we said before, the Chacham are of the opinion that even in a case where it says, harei ni nozir, I'm a nozir, like the hairs of my head, or the dust of the earth, he will have to make many, many different nazirios, one after another. And the halacha is like the Chachamim, that it is considered like many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of nazirios he'll have to do every 30 days, shave, bring karbonis, and then start again. Mishnah. Person who says, Hareini nozir maloi habayis. Person who says, I'm a nozir, like a house that's full. Oy maloi hakupa, or like the fullness of a kupa. Kupa means a basket. Some have a girsa of not habayis, but chovis, which actually fits in with the word kupa. But anyway, our Mishnah has in front of us habayis. So, and we're not sure, what does he mean? Does he mean one massive, one big nazirus? And if a person says, I'm taking myself to make a long nazir, but he doesn't specify a time, even if he said, I'm a nazir from here till the end of the earth, because he didn't give it a time, therefore the halacha is, he only has to keep 30 days. Is that what he meant? Just a very big naziris without giving a time limit? Or does he mean to actually give a time of his naziris? And what he's saying is, I'm a nazir for the number of days that equals what this house can hold, or what this kupa, what this basket can hold. And then it's like the previous Mishnah, person who says, I'm a nozir, like the number of hairs of my head. And then we get the Machalekas, Rabbi and the Chacham. So the Mishnah says, Boit Kenosu, we check him. We ask the person that made that neder, what did you mean when you said, Meloi Habayis? What did you mean when you said Meloi HaKupa? Imamar, if he says, Achas Gedola Nazarti, I meant a huge one, a big Nazir, that's all I meant. I just meant a long one. Well, in that case, because he didn't specify a time, he's a Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's just simply a Nazir for 30 days. Like we learned in Mishnah Gimel earlier on, a person who says, I want to be a Nazir for a long time. And he doesn't say how much. Well, 30 days is what he has to keep as a minimum. But what happens if he says, V'im Omar Stam Nazarti? He says, look, I really didn't think and didn't have any special kavana, any special intention. I just meant I'm going to be a nazir like the house is full, or like the basket is full, and I'll leave it up to you how to interpret that. I'll do it the way the Chachamim will understand what I said. Then it's a different story. Then says the Mishnah, Royenes Akupo Ki Ilu Himalaya Khadl. We look at this basket as if it's full of mustard seeds, which is more than the number of days of his life. And it's as if he says, I'm a nozir all my life. V'nozir kol yomov. And that would be equivalent to saying, I'm a nozir like the hairs of my head. And therefore he'll be a nozir kol yomov. V'nozir kol yomov. Now, according to Rebbe, what that means is, he's a nozir, one long nazir for the rest of his life, like a nozir olam. Or a nozir l'olam, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, however, in the previous Mishnah, that would mean he will have taken upon himself many, 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 many different sets of nazirios all the way through the rest of his life. And every 30 days he'll have to shave, start again, these new nazirios, shave, bring his kabbana, start again, shave and bring his kabbana, start again. That's how Tosfos learns. Some of us have learned that even here, even the Tanakhama would agree to Rabbi. Because the expression, Maloi HaKupa, the full basket, it seems to imply a one big nazirus that has a whole lot of different, many, many days. Almost like a kupa, like a basket, which is including and encompasses so many different grains. The kupa is mitzarif. The kupa joins all the grains to be like one. And therefore, according to this pshat, the way the Miri understands the Mishnah, according to everybody, he'll be a nazir olam. and Nazir forever. And yes, he can either shave every 12 months, or according to the other Pshadim, it'll be Lo'olam, which means he can't even shave in 12 months.